Power FM Brekkie. 100% Ballarat.
It's Josh and Maddie on the Power FM Brekkie show here in Ballarat. Got Matt Shervington on the line.
Yes.
Matt, how you going?
Good, guys. How are you going?
We're doing good. Now, obviously, we're talking to you because of Holy Moly is on our screens at the moment. And holy moly, it is insane.
It's pretty crazy.
Did you ever think in your career you'd be commentating mini golf?
I did not think that at all. But in some ways, I mean, it's kind of in my wheelhouse. So I've been in sports broadcasting now for about 12 years. So, yeah, when I got the opportunity to do it, I thought, do you know what? It's kind of sport anyway.
Yeah.
And I just didn't realise how maniacal it actually is, how crazy it is at times. So, no, I'm loving it, though. Really enjoying it. And glad you guys are enjoying the show, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Some of the different holes are... They're just, I don't know who came up with, did you have any say in the idea process in coming up with some of those holes?
That was all the department of Greg Norman. So,
oh, wow.
You know, I mean, aside from the fact that he's an unbelievable golfer and a living legend of Australian sport, he, after retirement, went into course building. So he's had his hand in designing some of the best golf courses around the world. And yes. That was his department, coming up with the diabolical and difficult and painful holes that you see on the Holy Moly course.
Now, obviously, they're very crazy holes. Let's just think for a moment that you're a bajillionaire and you have a huge backyard. If you could take one of those holes to your house, which one would it be?
Yeah. I actually like hole number two, which is the one where you have to putt down the narrow channel and then you've got to run alongside the portaloos and then you get thrown into the water if the portaloo doors open. Our characters are in there, you know, waiting to burst the doors open. I think I like that one because it's got a bit of a sprinting speed sort of an element to it. And, I mean, it's very functional. It's got a pool, so you can use the pool just, you know, casually.
And it's got toilets.
And we all need to use the toilet every now and then.
Exactly. The one thing, because the course is so crazy, there are, with the contestants, there are a couple of pro golfers in the comp. I don't think, for me, I don't think that would make really... I mean, it's just so crazy. I don't know if that would be much of an advantage. What do you think?
Yeah, there's no better leveler than being set on fire by a fire-breathing dragon. You're right.
Yeah.
You're pretty much bang on. But... I mean, it was such an advantage for us having COVID because it allowed those pro golfers who otherwise would have been travelling the world to come along and take part in Holy Moly. They're pitted against, you know, some of the best amateur golfers in Australia. They're up against very average people in life, you know. You know, normal everyday people, so garbos and concreters, aeronautical engineers, you name it, we've got kind of a background story for everyone.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Now, moving away from Holy Moly for just a quick second, obviously the Olympics got postponed until this year and you're one of the great people, one of the voices of the Olympics here in Australia. Are you getting to head over to Tokyo or are you not sure yet what's going on?
I'm really hopeful, and being at Channel 7, the host broadcaster, puts my myself in a position to be able to, I don't know, maybe get over there. I would love to be there, and I think, you know, the world is kind of topsy-turvy at the moment, and I think the Olympic Games will do one of two things. It'll really bring the world together, which, you know, when COVID's around isn't necessarily the best thing. However, I think it's going to be a shining light to hopefully try and turn the corner with COVID and show that the world can come together and can, you know, be together for sport and you know, bring a little bit of hope and celebration to the world. So
yeah.
I'm really hopeful. I do feel for the athletes, I've got to be honest. I mean, the idea of going to Olympic Games, you really time it to the minute almost. We used to get up in the middle of the night all over the world at the time when we were competing at the Olympic Games to try and get our body clock, you know, locked in months in advance. And the idea that they've had to postpone everything for 12 months, so, so difficult, so tough to handle.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Matt. You can check out all the action from Holy Moly on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
It's Josh and Maddie on Ballarat 103.1 Power FM.